Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. As you all well know, we are in Nashville, for those that are paying attention. And we are going to be, friends, believe it or not, at the Nashville, Tennessee Parkway Baptist Church. It's a homeschooling event. And the turnout has been fantastic over the last 5 days. Tonight I will be one of the main speakers, and that starts at 6:30 tonight and goes till 9. So if you're in Nashville, folks, please do take the time and come out and see us. If you're on social media platforms, you can see us for what it is tonight. And if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to the page, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, also go to SOL Radio Live on top of sonsoflibertymedia.com and join us on our Rumble live feed. Also join us on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. We are set up for Comrac. If you want to call in at any time, please do. We're going to talk about many topics. The main topic today is this is a pretended authority. Folks, much of what's happening in the United States of America today, more than not, easily, hands down, more than not, concerning what government is doing today, is unconstitutional. And I'm going to bring it over to a personal experience that I just had at the airport yesterday and knock it out of the park for you right then and there. But we'll be talking about that in just a little bit. By the way, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, let me just start off by saying this. You do know that there is a history of political decoys. They have, it's not a joke, it's very real. Wikipedia will even tell you the truth when it comes to the issue of impersonation of a politician, a political decoy or political double. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I'm going to show you some audio, and I'm going to play some audio for you and show you some video here. But folks, John R. Reeder, who was an undersecretary for the United States Army from 1993 to 1997, John R. Reeder has gone on record with claims that a number of political figures around the world have or have had decoys, doubles. Manuel Noriega, Raul Sadrez, Enver Hoxha, Fidel Castro, George W. Bush, Osama bin Laden, Hillary Clinton, And the list goes on and the list goes on. Osama bin Laden was another one of them, as I just mentioned. General Bernard Montgomery and M.E. Clifton James. Folks, I could do a whole show just highlighting those that had political doubles. Heinrich Himmler, even his alleged body concerning his suicide that he allegedly had committed after 1945, many people said it wasn't even his body. As a matter of fact, many people even said the same thing of Adolf Hitler, okay? And we're not talking about speculation. We're talking about factual information here. And if you look at the pictures in some cases, it's quite obvious. Again, Heinrich Himmler. Another one was Joseph Stalin. He had a body double. Sir Carno had a body double. Henry Kissinger has had a impersonated political double. Boris Yeltsin. Saddam Hussein was another one. Voice decoys they used as well, such as Winston Churchill, Norman Shelley. Harry S. Truman had one. Indira Gandhi, Rustam Nagrawala. And, folks, again, other alleged decoys, as it's being reported here, is Queen Elizabeth and the Beisley boy. And, folks, I got to bring this home to you because somebody just sent this to me, and I'm not trying to get us off of speculating anything, but I do want to put this before your eyes because I want you to decide as to what it is that you see. I want you to decide as for what it is that you hear. And this should come as no surprise, friends, because we know that everything in so many different cases coming from, again, corruption in government is completely fabricated. It's fake. It's false. And it's interesting how many people say Joe Biden's an anti-uniform. Well, here, friends, let me do this. And I want you to hear this for yourself, and I want you to see it for yourself again, and you tell me what your thoughts are. When you look, you have to look carefully, friends. This is President, as they call him, Joe Biden, and I want you to see for yourself what people are starting to call out because they're noticing something's very wrong. Check this out.
It can't be pro-insurrection and pro-cop. Bringing down gas prices. A big part of the job. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-democracy. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-American. Here's the good news. Gas prices have dropped every day this summer. That's more than 40 days in a row. Donald Trump lacked the courage to act. We now have 40,000 visitors in the United States where the price of gas is $3.99 or less. The brave women and men in blue all across this nation should never forget that. How do we get the price down? Well, the new report today shows that...
Okay, so again, with that said, friends, there is a clear distinction as to the fact that there's two different people that are being played out as what they propose as a Joe Biden. You look at the eyes, they're completely different, the hairstyle, everything about it. And, folks, we see the same thing happening with the whole transgender movement. Matter of fact, what I'd like to show you, some people might not have noticed this, but we know that this basketball player is being sold to you as a woman when, in fact, Britt Everett Griner, it's a boy, unless she has a twin brother. We also know the same thing has come to our attention concerning that of Barack Hussein Obama's wife, as he calls them. Is it not interesting, folks, that there's books at the store, I've seen them, where it says coming out as Michael. It's just come out recently concerning Michelle Obama, that her real name is Michael. And it's interesting, Obama calls her Michael 3 times publicly. So there's a lot of things that we need to pay attention to. And I'm just laying this out for your standard.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from that of Nashville, Tennessee. We have an event tonight, and with that said, I'm looking forward to it. It's the first homeschool event that we've ever done in 23 years. So, again, we just got back from Ohio. We just got back from Michigan. We did 5 back-to-back events. We stayed home for 3 days, got on an airplane, and here we are today. And speaking of that, getting on an airplane, yesterday when we got to the airport, I want people to know what's going on here. Because we've seen this sort of activity that's happening in airports today. We've seen this after September 11th. And for 20 years, we have been told by corrupt politicians and the mainstream media that the Muslims are the ones that are responsible, for taking down the 2 towers. Okay? Now, with that said, keep in mind what James Madison said, the 4th president of the United States of America. He said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into the United States of America, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. I want to remind everybody that's listening to me right now that if it was Osama bin Laden, the way that it's been sold to us, outside of the fact that documentary shows, even over in the Middle East, they said that Osama bin Laden has been a created individual to scare people into submission. And it's interesting, the Middle Eastern people are even telling us that he's a created monster, as you might. And what's interesting is, again, the mainstream media has been inundating us for 20 years that it's the Muslims that are responsible for the taking down of the 2 towers. But I'm here to remind you that the Muslims couldn't have dreamed of doing what it is that your said representatives have done concerning September 11th, 2001. Osama bin Laden could have never in a million years have gotten away with what the corrupt politicians have gotten away with concerning the stripping of our rights under something called the Patriot Act. Okay, it's not a foreign entity doing what's happening to you in America, friends. It's the corruption in government that's tolerated, that's leveraging a pretend authority against you and again, stripping you away of your God-given rights. Now, I'm going back full circle to go back to the airport. When we first got to the airport, everything was fine. Everything was normal. We get upstairs, and we walk through the TSA line. And what's interesting to know, friends, is they had everything all set up again. They had two sets of footprints. When you're in this line, they make two people at a time stand there, and then you walk forward, and then they have a drug dog or a bomb dog sniffing everybody that walks by them. Closely standing by are the unqualified, debased agents, as you might say, that work for TSA. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because you need to understand, friends, that first of all, the airports don't have to have the TSA, number one. They've never thwarted a terrorist attack since its inception. We know that George Soros is the one that is invested into these scanners that cause bodily harm. And so anyways, friends, we began to walk in, and once we got through the line after they take your ticket and your ID, so on and so forth, I was with my family, so they take your family and they kind of push you to the side and they just run everything through their scanners. And then what they did is they decided this time, instead of just running all my kids through, they decided to pick one of my kids out and make them walk through the scanner. My wife said to him, "What are you doing?" And he said, "Well, he's got to walk through the scanner." And I heard the guy say, "Well, we got to do it." Now, listen to what he said. Again, here we are, just doing their job, say they. He said, "Well, we got to do what the U.S. government tells us to do." And I looked over at him, and I'm sure at that point my face was probably red. I could feel the heat, righteous indignation with me. And I looked at him, doing just what the government tells you to do by breaking the law. So what they decided to do is bring my child through the scanner, and once we got to the other side, that individual who got mad at me for telling him the truth because he's violating the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights, he was looking for someone to help him be vindictive on the behalf of TSA towards Bradley Dean and family for absolutely no reason. So my son goes through. And then all of a sudden, a woman walks up to me and tells me to walk through. The rest of my family went through like they usually do. No issues, no problems there. And as I go up, isn't it interesting that when you go into the scanner, they tell you to put your hands up in the air like you're under arrest. In other words, Americans, your government, I want to say this, there's no qualms about what I'm telling you right now. Your government, they are pointing their finger at you, every American in this country, as being suspect concerning terrorists. Every single American is being accused by their government as being suspect for terrorism. And yet, since its inception, the TSA, not one terrorist attack has been thwarted. How come we're not hearing about the Muslim threat anymore? How come we're seeing the mainstream media now attack the American people if they dare call out the Muslims for September 11th? Folks, it's not been the Muslims stripping you away of your rights. It's not been the Muslims that have created a pretended authority and violating your Fourth Amendment every time you walk in the airport. It's been your government. And I want to tell you this. We are the government. So at end, friends, numbers 32, 23 comes to my aid. We are doing this to ourselves. So I go into the scanner. The lady says, "Please put your hands up." You put your hands up, and then you walk through. And, of course, this is what ruins any travel time is the fact that you're being violated. Now, when I say violated, friends, I want you to keep in mind that I'm making reference to your Bill of Rights. Let me say it again. Your Bill of Rights. And again, let me remind you that the preamble to the Bill of Rights states this. The conventions of a number of states having at the time of their adopting the United States Constitution expressed a desire in order to prevent misconstruction. That's why the Bill of Rights was given, to further defend ourselves against any tyrannical act. It expressed a desire in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added to prevent what is happening today. Friends, let me remind you, the Bill of Rights are the thou shalt not to those that serve we the people. Now, going to the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights, what does it say? It says the right, the God-given right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the people or things to be seized. So I'm looking at something here, friends, called the Bill of Rights, telling me that unless a warrant is granted, they have no authority to be vetting all of your goods, putting everything that you have through a scanner. They have no business putting their hands on anybody. But what they do, and of course it's set up randomly, that when you walk through the scanner, they'll say stupid things like, I got to check your ankles. That's what they did. The guy, when my son walked through, I seen him put his hands on my son, and I said, don't be putting your hands on my son. And of course, that only fueled the fire a little bit more. Friends, on the way out, we got our stuff. There was a woman half my size standing there with her arms out just like this, like she was in authority, acting as if I better watch myself because if I don't, they'll harass me so I cannot fly in the airline. Has anybody out there had enough of this? Has anybody taken the time to look at this TSA, these TSA agents, and notice that there's something wrong? They look a lot like the politicians that call themselves representatives in American government. They don't look qualified. They do look debased. For a better way of saying it, friends, many of them look like a bunch of losers, and they could really care less about what they're doing in violating anybody's rights as they're desecrating the blood underfoot by, as they say, just doing their job, when in fact they're not doing their job. When I walked through that line, I said to my wife, I said, the people in this country have no idea what they're allowing to continue on. Americans, you're adding more strength to more tyranny because things are going to get worse. Leviticus 26, 15 into the end of the chapter. Deuteronomy 28, 15 into the end of the chapter. They're not going to get better. And the only way that they're going to get better is when we love God enough to keep His commandments and establish judgment and righteousness within the gates that we might know peace. I'm going to come back on the other side. I'm going to play a video and some audio for you concerning the crimes of those TSA agents. We'll be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer sentiment remains low, with inflation being a top concern for consumers. That's according to a report from the University of Michigan. Although the final reading for July edged up slightly from its all-time low in June, it's still the second lowest reading on record. This as the Fed is hiking interest rates and we're technically now in a recession. Kentucky's governor says the death toll from flooding is now up to 16. Hindman Mayor Tracy Neese describes the damage.
I've lived here for 56 years, and this is the largest water I've ever seen in the city of Hindman.
Governor Beshear saying he believes more people have died in the storm as well. Homes were washed away, and floodwaters also took out roads and bridges. President Biden with nothing on his public schedule Friday. This is USA Radio News. A bill designed to help veterans is headed back to Congress.
The Honoring Our Pact Act bill failed at the Senate level during a procedural vote Wednesday. That vote could have cleared the way for a vote on legislation to expand benefits for the estimated 3.5 million veterans exposed to toxic burn pits during America's wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Burn pits are open air pits that would be filled with trash, medical waste, rubber, plastics, and other hazardous materials set ablaze usually with the assistance of jet fuel. The problem is changing in the bill's language. That means it needs to go back and pass the House and Senate again with the new language. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is not confirming reports that she'll visit Taiwan during the House's late summer recess. The California Democrat telling reporters she never confirms travel plans as it's a security issue. You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Into the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Have an event out in Smyrna, Tennessee tonight, starting at 6:30. I can go ahead to sonsoflibertymedia.com and you can find that there on the schedule as well. If you want to call in again at any time, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to show you some video and I'm going to play some audio as well here. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, folks, this is priceless stuff. I'm going to show you the crimes of those that they're putting in authority concerning the TSA. The whole agency set up on a pretended authority. They have no authority in any sense of the word. The federal or state governments have no authority in violating your Fourth Amendment right. I'm here to remind you that the federal government, along with the state governments that are tolerating this, and the airports are violating your Fourth Amendment. They are accusing you of being suspected terrorists. They're using dogs in the airport again, folks, vetting people as they walk down. Every person had to walk down this lane. They're harassing the people. They're putting their hands on you. They're scanning all of your goods. And, again, I'm here to remind you that they have never thwarted one terrorist attack. But I am here to show you who it is that you're allowing to go through all of your stuff, to put you through the scanner, to put their hands on you, as well as, friends, violating your Fourth Amendment right. This is a video that we did some time ago, but it applies to today. And, again, I don't want people forgetting about what is happening in their own backyard, friends, because it is happening. Check this out. The right of the people to secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against all unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation. In 2011, there were at least 62 screeners arrested, and this includes one for murder, 11 for sex crimes, 10 of which involved children, 4 for drug smuggling through airport security, over a dozen for theft from passengers, totally in excess of $800,000. Other crimes from the TSA included impersonating a police officer, assault and battery, and other assorted violations. Example 1. A Federal Transportation Security Administration employee has been arrested in connection with the molestation of a girl, Orange County Sheriff's deputy said. After a 15-year-old girl came forward claiming Charles Henry Bennett, 57, touched her inappropriately when she was 12 years old. Deputies said he was arrested early Friday and booked into the Orange County Jail. The arrest report says man told investigators he planned to make her, quote, unquote, a sex slave. A Transportation Security Administration worker at Logan International Airport is accused of assaulting a 14-year-old girl. Sean Shanahan, 45, of Winthrop, is being held on $50,000 bail for following his arraignment in East Boston District Court. Now, he is charged with statutory rape, enticement of a child, and indecent assault and battery on a person 14 years old. Example 3. Passengers at the airport are shocked over what police say. Burley, a TSA screener, did Wednesday morning when a female passenger noticed painkillers missing from her purse after going through a security checkpoint. An investigation was prompted. Later, a TSA official found the missing pills they say Burley tried to hide. According to the employees at the airport, it was all caught on camera. Example 4. A TSA employee, Randall Scott King, 49, based at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, tried to kill himself after allegedly abducting a woman, sexually assaulting her, then giving her a suicide note to deliver. These are the people, folks, that are putting their hands on you at the airport. Example 5. A Transportation Security Administration agent has been charged with theft after attempting to steal a laptop at Memphis International Airport, which, by the way, I had my laptop ripped off out of Memphis International Airport as well, but yet the TSA responded to me by saying it wasn't their responsibility. Now, back to my point. Ricky German, 48, was charged Wednesday with theft of property over $1,000, but less than $10,000. The incident occurred December 20th, and it's uncertain why it took so long for charges to be filed. Example 6. Timothy Monroe, 41, faces charges including trafficking cocaine, possession of cocaine with intent to sell, possession of a firearm in the commission of a felony, possession of marijuana with the intent to sell, and possession of paraphernalia. A Brevard County Circuit Court judge set a bond of $743,000 for a Transportation Security Administration employee who has been charged with selling drugs from his Palm Bay house. Example 7. Two employees with the United States Transportation Safety Administration have been arrested and are facing charges after allegedly stealing tens of thousands of dollars from checked baggage at John F. Kennedy Airport in New York. WNBC-TV reported that Kumar Prasad, 36, and Devon Webb, 30, are expected to each face felony charges of grand larceny, conspiracy, and possession of stolen property. They are also expected to face a misdemeanor charge of official misconduct. According to the channel, citing police and an unnamed TSA official familiar with the case, $39,980 was recovered from the homes of the suspects in connection with the investigation. Example A, an Indianapolis Transportation Security Administration employee was arrested on battery charge after scuffling with a gift shop employee at Indianapolis International Airport's parking garage on Tuesday. Airport police were called on the fourth floor of the parking garage at about 7:30 a.m., encountering a man who claimed he was punched repeatedly after pulling into a parking space. Example 9. Nearly 50 people, including 10 with Central Florida ties, were arrested during a six-month investigation known as Operation Amalgamate that targeted suspected online predators. Suspects include then Transportation Security Administration agent Paul David Rank, 62, of Orlando. Example 10. A Transportation Security Administration agent was arrested at Orlando Airport Wednesday night. Orlando police said they issued an arrest warrant for 25-year-old Rynell De La Cruz. The arrest affidavit is only a page long and says he forgot that he had a loaded handgun in his bag. He was arrested on weapons and personal misconduct charges on Tuesday. Media contacted the Public Affairs Office with the TSA, and they said that De La Cruz was fired, but they would not explain why. In Baltimore, another Transportation Security Administration officer is out on bail after he was arrested and charged with child pornography. Michael Scott Wilson, 41, has been suspended from his duties following the arrest. Wilson was charged with possession and distribution of child pornography after agents searched his home. A federal airport screener has been charged with sexual assault after allegedly assaulting a woman near his home in Manassas, Virginia. Police said Harold Glenn Rogers.
So I think we're getting the point here, friends. We're going to take a real quick break, and we will be right back after this. Broadcasting live from Nashville, Tennessee. Boy, oh boy. So much to deal with in the American cause, and yet so few willing to actually stand up and do something about what is happening in this great country of ours. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also want to let you know, folks, if you want to check out any of these videos, you can do that. It's go to Rumble, and when you go to SOL Radio on sonsoflibertymedia.com, just go ahead and like that page, and when you go to SOL Radio Live, subscribe to that live feed page, but also dig in there, friends, and you will find educational videos. Got about 250 of them going up over time, and probably every 2 weeks, 3 weeks, we got another educational video going up. Just trying to do our best to attack the issues where we're being lawfully violated or unlawfully violated as we hold the law. Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40, verse 7. Also thinking of the New Testament, Hebrews 8:10, Hebrews 10:7, as well as establishing the law, Matthew 5:17 and Romans 3:31. So what we're going to do, friends, we're going to take a hard break here, and we're going to come right back on the other side. And I know I'm tipping it just a little bit. The setup I have, friends, I don't have everything in front of me on the road, but I am doing my best to show you what it is that we need to stand up and deal with in this country, friends, because things are way out of hand. And I wanted to remind you, in fact, as to what's going on through the TSA and who it is that the government is putting in place to violate you. And again, friends, keep in mind, we the people in this country are the government. We have nobody to blame for ourselves. They're only doing what we allow them to do. And the fact of the matter is we need to take responsibility and right those wrongs. That is true repentance, bringing forth the fruits of repentance. And I'm thinking of John the Baptist when he was speaking forth to the hypocrites, both the Herodians and the Pharisees, and telling them that they had an obligation before God. And if you're truly repentant, then this is, in fact, what you're going to do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We will be right back after this break. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I want you to check this out.
What restaurant known for having drag shows is now getting dragged into controversy by the governor after videos show young children attending these shows?
CBS 4's Deborah Subarine is live at the Art House in Linwood. With more, Deborah, good morning. Good morning, Mayor Bellman. Keith, the state alleges that the restaurant exposes young children to sexually explicit conduct. And at the center of this controversy are images and video that show young children attending drag shows at the restaurant here in Wynwood. And we want you to take a look and decide for yourself. This is one example of what the state complaint references. It shows a dancer with her breasts barely covered, wearing a string bottom, leading a young girl around.
This is criminal, by the way.
It shows what looks to be a toddler at a drag show. And we checked their menu, and they do have a children's menu. However, on Sundays during the drag shows, the restaurant only offers a set brunch menu. Now, as for the complaint that was filed on Tuesday, it compares the drag shows at Art House to strip club performances, arguing the establishment should have its license removed and be declared a nuisance.
Having kids involved in this is wrong. That is not consistent with our law and policy in the state of Florida, and it is a disturbing trend in our society.
And the owners of our...
Okay, so again, folks, just showing you the crimes that are being committed against your children, which, again, should come as no surprise, because this is exactly what we've been warning about for a long time. Concerning the homosexual manifesto, which was inserted into the congressional record back in February of 1989. Folks, this is mask off. They're not hiding anything that they're doing here. And what I want to make clear about here is the fact that we have Governor Ron DeSantis. Hey, folks, can I say, I told you so? How many times have I told you that DeSantis is being put up in a favorable light by the mainstream media, by the fake news, right? He's going to be running for president. I told you that they were going to contemplate the idea of the governor from South Dakota being the VP, Kristi Noem, and it's exactly what's going on. And I've been telling you this for 2 years, and I'm telling you that he is a pawn. When the people need a hero, they will deliver him up. That's exactly what Ron DeSantis is. For the governor of a state to sit there and say that this drag show where men are exposing themselves to children is wrong, I don't know what it is, Americans, that I need to say to you or show you concerning the heinous crimes that are being committed here. The Florida governor, NBC reports, files complaint over a Miami drag show. Isn't it interesting how they can do the wrong thing and they do it all day long? But when it comes to enforcing the law, they do nothing but file a complaint. Folks, this is judgment turned backwards. For the government to sit there, namely Governor Ron DeSantis, to sit there and say that the only thing he needs to do is file a complaint, rather than calling in the police and sticking them on those pedophiles, make clear as to who are exposing here. And here, this is what I want you to understand. You all know that I've done a lot of high schools. If I was to go into a high school or a middle school and relate to them the things that are taught, or concerning that which is found in their textbooks, if I was to go into a lyceum, a high school assembly, and say anything or any of those things that they have in their books that they call in educating their children as they're raping and molesting their minds first, as they're grooming them so they can get to their physical bodies, that's what it's about. I'd be thrown in jail for a long time. I'd be considered a pedophile. Yet they're getting away with doing this, friends. And wasn't it this show that not long ago highlighted the fact, the one that was ahead of all of these drag queen shows was found to be a repeat criminal when it came to crimes against children. And again, this is all that Ron DeSantis is doing is filing a complaint. And isn't it interesting, folks, that the mainstream media is right there to give Ron DeSantis all the attention that he needs? Folks, I'm telling you right now, the best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition ourselves. And it's exactly what they're doing. These are, and I've said it a million times, these are actors. That's all they are. They're actors. Okay? They're playing a very dangerous game with their temporal life on this earth. They're going to answer for their crimes, preferably on this earth, but they will answer before my Lord. Hebrews 9:27, Revelation 21, verse 8. I think of 2 Corinthians 5:10 as well. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. They're playing a dangerous game. Now, I want you to think about this, and I've said this for a long time. We know where this is coming from. We're very well aware of the fact that Watergate was nothing more than a cover-up concerning pedophiles in government. That's what that was all about. We're very well aware of Boys Town out of Nebraska when the Catholic priests were grooming boys and getting them hooked on drugs and alcohol, these orphans, and then sending them into Washington, D.C. If you have not heard of Boys Town, do yourself a favor and watch the documentary. It's highly disturbing. If you get a moment, check out the Franklin cover-up case as well. I talked to John DeCamp before he passed away. Folks, there's much documented information as to what's going on here. I've shared with you about Brian Bender from the Boston Globe, who we had on a radio program, who highlighted the fact that during criminal Barack Hussein Obama's criminal administration, they did an ICE investigation and found that 5,000 members of the Department of Defense were busted downloading child pornography. This is all coming from the top. That's what this is. That's where this is coming from. Whatever starts at the top, Americans, comes to the bottom. And if it's not the Lord, it's going to be a country that's being turned into hell. And that's exactly what's happening in this country, Psalm 9, 16, and 17, because the American people have forgotten the Lord, and they've given way to the bad guys and saying, well, they can do whatever they want to do. They're above the law. There's nothing we can do about it. No, opposite of Scripture, I just highlighted. I want you to see this. Because we know that many of these billionaire status individuals are the ones that are responsible for what's going on. And they're using people to push forth their agenda. They want absolute control over your lives. We just found out that Charles Buck, a Texas grocery store or grocery store tycoon, is sponsoring drag queen shows. He is the one that is sponsoring drag queen shows. Now, if he's not guilty of the crime, friends, then let me ask you something. Why is he spending all this money trying to corrupt the children? And for goodness sakes, why are 325.9 million people standing down and watching these pedophiles, these children of the devil himself, doing the things that they're doing? It's better for these stores to take a millstone and wrap themselves around the neck and to cast themselves into the sea, rather than to offend one of these little ones, but yet this is what they do. And why did Satan go for the children? Well, Jesus took one of the little children and used him for what? To show the world which was a model of heaven, was the children. Of course Satan wants to distort. So who does he use? He uses these kind of creeps to do his bidding. And the American people tolerate it. Just to take it a step further, check this out. In ending here, 22 states are now suing the USDA for trying to launch funding to compliance with the LGBTQ ideology. This is your government doing it, friends. John McAfee, before he died, he told us who was the one that was responsible for child trafficking. It's the State Department, friends. How many people had to die trying to get this information to you, and you sit there and do nothing with it? It's your government that's doing this, and I'm highlighting the corruption. But now I'm going to make an appeal in ending this show to the 329.5 million people who are the law under God, and I'm making an appeal to you to bring these people to justice for their crimes against your children and against your grandchildren. Because they're hoping to the Lord that you respond in so many different ways. Folks, again, I hate ending the show this way, but I need to. Enough is enough. Love you by what we do. Hope to see you tonight in Tennessee. Starts at 6:30, and we hope to see you there. Love you by what we do. See ya.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.